Okay, sharing is caring. So today is the step, and today is the day that I really want you to start talking about your being a psychic, you being a medium, you feeling like you have the ability or that you've been curious about the ability to learn how to communicate with spirits on the other side and develop your intuition. Who do I want you to say this to? I want you to talk about it with your friends and your family. And do you want to know why? Let me tell you why. Because when I finally discovered that my panic and anxiety was actually caused from my intuitive, empathic, psychic mediumship abilities, I kept it a secret because I thought, my gosh, they're going to think I'm weird. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to judge me. Anyway, I finally started talking about it with my mom. And you know what her response was? My mom, super conservative, someone who I thought was going to think, oh my gosh, she's come off the deep end and she's unglued. Her response was this: well, that makes perfect sense because your great grandma, your Nana, used to do tea leaf readings. And she was from Wales. And the truth is that that family was actually Romani gypsies. What? No one had ever told me this. No one had ever talked about my Nana. She did tea leaf readings in the back room. She was a church going woman. She was someone who was conservative and proper and English. And she made roast beef and Yorkshire pudding every Sunday. How could this be? How did no one talk about this? Because it was a secret. And because no one put any merit. And there, fast forward many, many, many years later, here I am struggling to figure out what my gifts are and where I'm at. And I wouldn't have known if I didn't talk about it. So you've got to talk to your family. You've got to know who else in your family has this gift. It's going to give you the ability to feel safe and to feel like you're not crazy. So I know that it's maybe not today a step about learning and developing, but it's a step about comfort, and it's a step about sharing and guidance, and really feeling like you can chase those roots back to the witches and the shaman and the healers and the mediums and the psychics in your family, and you can tie the whole thing together and it'll finally start to make sense. So instead of you running from something, you start owning something. And that's when you truly begin to step into who you are, which is amazing. So next step, I get a lot to give you. This step, I'm totally sending you to your family and to your friends. Start talking about you being a medium and feel confident in your space and in sharing.